That's on the runway. When the orbiter lands, the crew is in there and they have to save the vehicle. It's being cooled by several different methods. One of them is internal. We have to get the orbiter off the internal cooling and onto the external cooling, because the internal cooling is only limited to a limited amount of time. So while they're doing that and they're safing the hydraulics and checking to make sure they don't have any leaks or flat tires or anything else like that, we will be prepping to roll the white room truck to the hatch, and we'll, once we get the go, we'll open the hatch. And the flight doc will go in there and check them all out, make sure they're all in good health and they can make it out on their own. And we'll get back up, we'll exchange with the crew as they come out. And once the ASP, astronaut support personnel, is done with the Houston part, then my job begins.
And so you actually come in and you're in that shuttle for several hours or so getting things prepped.
Yes, and they will destow active experiments at that point, or any perishables, and load them onto a truck. And then at the time that we get ready to tow, we'll do a big switch list and configure the whole vehicle. And they'll close the hatch. And we'll tow into the OPF or to the MDD, the mate demate device, if you're at in California.
Are you actually riding in the shuttle as it's being towed?
Oh, yes. And it's really, it's like I said, it's a big rush looking out the window. And
so you really are kind of in control of the shuttle then? I mean, you're not going to take off.
But. No. My max speed is 3 miles an hour.
That's pretty cool.
And it's completely powered up. It's on its own power. And some of the experiments I can't destow, which are in the payload bay, and you have to watch the cooling. And that was one of the major things in the fuel cells. Or the other as our power source.
Renee, you were talking a little bit about getting to know some of the astronauts. You work closely with them. What's that relationship like? You know, do you know them pretty well?
I know I have in my career known some of them extremely well. And it can be a good and a bad thing. In the fact that one of my favorite friends was on Columbia. And so... It can be, but as a kindred spirit, because I have a sense of adventure, that's why I connect with them, I think, is I know that that's where they wanted to be, and they wouldn't have traded their places for anything.
When something like that happens, when an accident happens and people's lives are lost, how does that impact the mood both at USA and at NASA and the job that you have to do? How do you move forward from that?
Well, there are no good accidents. We work through that. It's been tough, and you know, honestly, we've had a very good safety record since there, and we make improvements and move on.
What are some of the good stories that you've had? Good experiences you've had with astronauts?
Oh, let's see. We sing to them on launch day.
You sing to them?
Yeah, sometimes.
What do you sing?
It was a rainy day, and we weren't wondering if we were going to launch or not. And so they came in the white room, and we sang Blue Skies, not very well.
I wonder about that. You know, we always hear about NASA kind of having these superstitions maybe before a launch or even after a launch, or like a big sports team does before a game. Are there superstitions out there, or is that just a big rumor?
Maybe the closeout crew. We have a small superstition. We have a hood ornament that one of our friends gave us, an astronaut friend. She gave us this hood ornament, and we give it a little rub every time we go out to the pad.
Is it a specific one for the shuttle, or is it just one?
No, it's just a hood ornament she gave us for the closeout truck, and we didn't want to put it on the hood because we were scared it might disappear. So we put it inside, and we just keep it there as a good luck charm.